USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. A major hurricane churning out in the Pacific is about to hit the U.S. Laura Winters has the latest.
This weekend, Hurricane Hillary prompting the first ever tropical storm alert for Southern California. Rain and very windy conditions expected, stretching from Cabo San Lucas up to San Diego and then farther north into Reno, Nevada. The expected once-in-a-century rainfall could cause mudslides and landslides. Major League Baseball and Major League Soccer delaying several games as a precaution ahead of the storm.
The death toll from the wildfire in Lahaina on the island of Maui has reached at least 114. More than 1,300 people remain missing. And thousands of people are rushing to evacuate the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories. As of last night, about 19,000 had left the city of Yellowknife as a major wildfire approaches the provincial capital. Fire crews are battling more than 230 active wildfires in the province. More than 1,000 are burning across Canada. Wildfires also force evacuations of two towns in eastern Washington.
The Gray Fire forced Level 3 go-now evacuations in Medical Lake, southwest of Spokane. Strong winds caused the fire to grow larger than 3,000 acres in a few hours. Some homes were destroyed. Another fire west of Colfax forced the evacuation of Winona. That fire blew up to over 5,000 acres of crop and rangeland. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A new report from the Pentagon warns the U.S. military could face a sharp threat from foreign adversaries developing advanced biological weapons programs. The report warns that the country should act now to counteract those threats. It suggests the U.S. prepare by ramping up early warning systems, preparing military forces, and working on speeding up response times. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
A car plowed into a restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, Florida last night, injuring 20 people. Authorities say a woman driving a vehicle blasted through the window. A dozen people, including two pregnant women, were rushed to the hospital. Former President Donald Trump suggests he won't participate in the first Republican primary debate next week. While Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's ready for the Republican primary, regardless of whether Trump shows up or not. The U.S. Border Patrol says migrant encounters are down from this time last year.
In new statistics released on Friday, federal officials said encounters in July decreased by 27% compared to July 2022. The Border Patrol noted that total encounters went up from June, but the number of single adults found by agents is around the same level. Officials say that means the use of expedited removal after the end of Title 42 is working. I'm Brian Shook.
Elon Musk says X users will no longer be able to block accounts except for in private messages. In a post yesterday, he announced the key safety feature would be eliminated. Musk has made big changes since acquiring Twitter last year for $44 billion, laying off employees, reinstating banned accounts, and most recently rebranding it as X. He did not give a reason for getting rid of the block feature or say when it would take effect, but noted the mute function will continue to be available. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.